back. You're listening to Ag PhD Radio, broadcasting from the Morton Studio today. Yesterday, we were in Garden City, Kansas, and we were face-to-face with Eric Moore with Soil Warrior. Now we're joining him on the phone here. Eric, how are you doing today?
Doing really well. How are you guys?
We're doing quite well, too. I'm sure some of the questions you had yesterday involved the seed bed and getting good seed emergence. What are some of the things that you're talking to farmers who are doing strip-till about improving their seed emergence? What are some of the things that can help them?
You know, really, we did have some of those questions yesterday as well, was how do I get the top yield, the highest yield potential out of my crop? And the things that I always say is, one, adapt strip-till, because strip-till lets you manage that residue so you're not hairpinning against residue. And you mentioned soil temperature and the importance of soil temperature, having a uniform soil temperature. So we have a uniform seed bed, manage that residue, and then seed to soil contact. I can't stress that enough. It takes 30 to 50% of that seed's weight for germination to occur. Making sure that you have a uniform soil structure so you have complete and continuous soil contact, so that every one of those seeds takes in, imbibes that moisture at the same rate, germinates at the same time, has a consistent depth of planting, and you get uniform emergence. That gives each one of those plants equal access and availability to sunlight and the nutrients. So that's where you make sure that your strip-till implement gives you the best seed bed that you can obtain.
All right, when you're doing this, how do you like that strip to look in the spring? Do you like it to be level? Do you like there still to be a berm? I mean, what do you tell guys to look for as they're setting up their strips?
You know, I like a little bit of a berm, but not a really big berm. You know, if the way I relate that to customers is, a lot of guys have, still remember when we used to ridge till or furrow irrigate. We would move that soil from between the rows up around those plants, and we would plant up on top of a really big ridge. Well, we built that ridge by displacing soil. In strip-till, if you build a really big berm, we're not moving more soil to that. We're adding airspace or voids. So if you have a really big berm, there's a chance that you've got air pockets or a void that you've got to overcome and settle back down. I like a little bit of raised berm from tillage, but I don't want to a 6-inch berm, because that indicates that I've got a big void in there somewhere that can cause planting depth issues, seed to soil contact, or even root development issues too.
All right. So how do you deal with that? Do you use a rolling basket behind the strip till unit? Do you use something to kind of pack things back down, or do you just not build it up that much to begin with?
You know, really, I think it starts with the strip till implement that you choose. We talk about a shank or coulters. If building that seed bed and seed to soil contact is critical, that's really one of the distinct advantages that a coulter system would have. A shank is very good at mitigating compaction, but a lot of times when we take that out and we create that fracturing effect, that creates void. So I do like a rolling coulter system to give me a more uniform soil structure and a firmer seed bed. And then if I'm right ahead of the planter, I do like rolling baskets to firm that back up, take that air out. And that also allows our planter to have a nice, even ride, and we don't have that vibration and shake to affect our seed spacing and seed singulation as well.
You know, when you think about that, you mentioned spring, and I just, when I'm in my head thinking about strip-till, I'm just thinking about fall mostly as the default time, just because that's what we try to accomplish on our farm. That makes a big difference if you're doing it in the fall versus the spring. Are there some challenges with the fall application that you don't have with spring?
You know, with fall, over the years, the struggles that I've had is if we had a lot of, just like we had this fall, wet harvest, we had a lot of soil compaction. We come in the fall, we do a great job of busting up that soil compaction, but it gives us a variability in that aggregate size. If we've got that, I like to do that in the fall so we have time for that to settle, but that can lead us into a two-pass strip-till, and that's something we need to keep as an option, is if things look bad in the spring, don't be afraid to come back across that with a light tillage operation, a zone freshening, so to speak, to get that soil aggregates back to where you've got good emergence.
Eric Moore with Soil Warrior, always full of good tips for us. Really appreciate having you on today, Eric. Thanks a lot, and thanks for supporting us down at Garden City, too.
Yeah, kind of wish we were there today. It was a little warmer down
there. I don't think it's quite as not quite as warm today down there as it was yesterday, that's for sure. But
no. Maybe we left just in time.
I think so. Hey, thanks, Eric. You know, Brian, looking